I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Get to the Dolphins. I reckon the Dolphins have flown under the radar or even swam under the radar.
Yep,
and nice. They actually do communicate.
That was good.
They also communicate via sonar as well, I think. So
they're so in sync out there.
So the radar's not working for them. That's why they've swam under the radar, because they're bloody communicating via the radar.
How would they? Can you give us an example of how Katara and Nikarima would communicate via sonar? What did it sound like?
Don't half-ass this.
I think that means out the back. Is that what she's got?
That's what I heard.
No wonder Katara scored first in the first 4 minutes.
You didn't hear that on the mic?
I thought that was early kick.
Oh really? Fuck! I'll have to work on that. You know what, Katara? Can you send a voice message of what a Dolphins? Well, what your call is? For out the back. Used to be Nike at the Broncos, but that's very different to Nike, that noise. So there you go. Dolphins win 26-16. Look, we've gone in weird areas this episode. Stalkers, dolphin noises, under the pumpses. All good gear, great gear. But Dolphins beat the Tigers 26-16. I think they've flown on the radar. Like, yeah, okay, they haven't played the top tier sides. At the same time, we're talking about a club in its second year of NRL. We're 5 rounds in, sitting on top of the table. I think it's outstanding.
Yeah, it's incredible. How cool was that photo of Wayne in the change rooms after? Fucking head in his hands, looking beside himself. It's unbelievable.
It's the best.
Mate, I want to give your little sonar mate a huge rap, Isaiah Katoa.
Speak to him in dolphin because he doesn't understand English.
I don't know if I have it in me.
Come on, we got to do it once. You do your dolphin. Everyone's going to do it because I did it.
Fuck, I don't even know where to start.
Timmy. Oh, Guru's the best. Guru, you win.
Okay, I was hoping mine had aged well.
And what were you saying in Dolphin Tukatoa just then?
That was next, please.
He's been outstanding though, hasn't he?
Oh, mate, he just looks so mature.
He was, I had him at 14 initially in my team of the week until I sat down and rethought. Oh.
That was me again.
That was Guru. There you go.
Is there an echo in here?
Mate, he has been outstanding. He looks so mature. He looks comfortable. He looks calm. His ability to dig into the line,
yep.
Such a young age. I mean, we see halves that are 26, 27 that don't do that. Outstanding. And he was in my team of the week until you kind of mull over things, you rethink about the games. But, mate, I think he's been outstanding. And, look, I don't know if Wayne is playing that game, but it seems to me that was an intentional dropping at the start of the year to get the best out of Katoa.
I think the fact that they re-signed him just after was like, he was always in the plans.
Sure.
It was a rocket.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Roo?
Yeah, I agree. And I also think Cody Nikarima deserves a lot of raps too, because I imagine it's not hard being, I mean, a 5'8", if that's what you want to call Cody Nikorima. It's not like he's been a career 5'8". He's jumped around quite a bit. But I just think he's played his role perfectly next to Isaiah Katara, and I think he's just given him a lot of confidence to go out and play his game.
Yeah. Talk about, like, what I love about Nikorima's journey is, like, fighting his way back into that sixth jersey. I think that when he signed from the Rabbitohs, I think a lot of people were kind of like, oh, Nikorima might be done. His NRL career. Maybe it's ready for time for Super League. But no, and even remember when he came out at the start of the season, he came out and said before the season, ball had been kicked, that he wants to play 5'8". And I think we all kind of looked at each other and said, mate, you are the perfect 14. Like, you're probably going to end up 14. Good on him for backing himself and getting that sixth jersey.
Could you imagine what Cody would do to the Super League?
Oh, my God. He would, like, Jai Field and that tear it apart. Imagine what he'd be doing at
$1
six.
$1 man of steel.
Jeez, you'd kill him.
That's overs.
yeah, so, mate, I agree in regards to Nikorima. We'll have to talk about the negatives, though. Flegler, injured. Herbie Farnworth, injured. Disaster. Disaster at the moment.
Felice Kaufusi, injured.
Injured.
Shit.
How about that?
Mate.
Wayne said it. He goes, well, he's never run at that speed before. So what did you expect was sort of going to happen?
Well, we said at the start of the season, we were like bewildered doing our predicted teams and just the amount of depth they had. Thank God they do now, because every bit of it's about to be tested.
Yeah. I like the Herbie Farnworth and Flegler, like, they're such a different level. Oh, right, it's going to be hard to reply. And then Gilbert as well. Ah, so you've got Gilbert gone, Kaufusi injured, Flegler injured, Herbie injured.
Lemuelo's
a chance to return this week, should be huge, just because they're so short on
I'll tell you what, like, on top of that, like, you know, it obviously sucks for the Dolphins to be missing them, but they take on the Broncos this week, and it's the week that Herbie and Flegler are out. Just for theatre, fuck that. I want them out there.
Yeah, imagine them running out of Suncorp, Pac Stadium.
Because, you know, neither of them would take a backward step.
No way. And, like, imagine Herbie. Would he be marking up? He'd be on that left side. So that would be – would that be Katoni Staggs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How good would that be?
Herbie Farnworth versus Katoni Staggs? Man. Oh, Paddy Carrigan versus Flegler?
Yeah.
Stop it. Holy shit. But, yeah, back to the positives. Jeremy Marshall King, I thought, was outstanding. Again.
He's such a good player, eh?
He's so unassuming, and, you know, because he hasn't been a nine for that long, I know he's been about 4 or 5 years now, but his name hasn't really been established as that nine, but far out he's important to their go forward.
Yeah, he'd be my first choice Kiwis nine, definitely. I know Brandon Smith's there, but I'd be bringing Cheese off the bench and I'd be having JMK there.
It's one thing to be like an 80-minute number nine in the modern game, but to be an 80-minute number nine who's also got a lethal running game at all stages of the game. Like, often if you see an 80-minute man, Harry Grant's obviously exceptional at it, but they might be like a distributing number nine who they make their tackles, they give early ball, might not do a lot of running. Like, we're seeing Lussick at the Eels is a bit like that at the moment. JMK's got one of the best running games in the competition as a number nine.
Yeah, and he's only going to get better the more game time he gets, the more used to that position he gets, because number nine, it's such a specialist role. Like, not only do you have to worry about, you know, the ball playing, the service, the timing, but it's also about knowing when to make three tackles in a row, when to get line speed, like to manage your fatigue if you're an 80-minute hooker. It's almost the hardest battle, and it's actually probably Cam Smith's greatest strength outside of his mind is, like, his ability to know when to get line speed, to know when the team needs it, but also know when not to, just because he's the only hooker that I've watched where I've never seen him gassed. Like, I've never watched a game and gone, man, Cam Smith is gone. He just managed it so well.
I think it's so interesting that, you know, this is really the first team I've ever seen with Wayne Bennett where the hooker has been such an important part of their attack. Like, usually it's a position that he doesn't – I'm not going to say he doesn't care about it, but it's not like –
bloody Sean Berrigan won the comment to that.
He moves Berrigan to hooker, you know, who was a centre there. You look at, like, I think that some of Damien Cook's quietest years in attack was under Wayne Bennett. He's had a history of this for a very long time, that his hookers don't tend to blow it away. Mm. Whereas Jeremy Marshall King, like, he's, I know obviously, you know, Hammer's there and whatnot, he's a superstar, but I think JMK is the most important player in this team.
Yeah, I would actually, it's hard to say. He's definitely top three, and he's more important than people give him credit for, I think. Mm. Because if you go back, and we've spoken about it, if you go back and look at when they started to struggle last year, it was when Jeremy Marshall King was out of that side.
Yeah. Who are you going to say then? Who'd be your most important?
Well, mate, I'm just loving Katoa. Like Katoa the last couple of weeks for me is looking like a franchise seven. I think last year he looked like a rookie seven that did his job and was well. To me, he looks like a guy, and it might sound a bit dramatic or a bit weird, but like he looks like a guy that you could see on a billboard that a club is built around him. Like that's how confident he looks on the field, and I think his results are so. I think that the only way they go deep this year is if Katoa is playing good footy. So it's hard for me to say if Katoa gets pulled out or Jeremy Marshall King gets pulled out, which one of them is going to hurt them the most. It's hard at the moment. Now, Jeremy Marshall King has way more runs on the board, but that's how much I'm loving Katoa's form at the moment.
This is going to be wild in a few years when you look back, and depending on how Isaiah Katoa's career goes, but he could be the one that we look back at. That's the one that Penrith lost that could hurt them.
That's the closest to it at the moment.
He's 20 still.
He's 20.
Just turned 20 in Feb.
I cannot express to you how impressed I've been with him. And I think that we're not even close to how good he's going to be. I think Wayne has done a masterful job at shielding him from the media. He's like, remember when we spoke to him at Redcliffe launch, Matty?
Yes.
Are you still alive or are you dead?
Sorry. I'm having some microphone issues down here.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Fair enough. But we spoke to him in Redcliffe. And how good was he? Like, so humble, so level-headed, really good kid. Like, there was not even a speck of arrogance in him. And he was signed as this, you know, wonder kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I've said before, the story goes that Peter O'Sullivan and Wayne Bennett had a Zoom with him for 20 minutes, and they got off the phone, and Wayne said, do whatever you got to do. I want that kid.
And as I said, I think that, you know, a lot of his stuff is between the ears at the moment, really smart footy and, you know, digging in the line. We have yet to see his physical attributes, which you would know much more about coming through the grades. This isn't just a ball-playing seven.
Yeah, like you're sort of the cartel you're seeing at the moment, you sort of think he's almost like kind of in that sort of Townsend sort of mould.
Renault kind dishing. Of vibe, yeah.
Yeah, but, man, he's got some attacking upside. And when he gets some size about him, he starts to run the football. He's got, like, proper lights-out attributes about him.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that, like, it's a credit to Wayne, because Wayne's probably going, look, we know, like, how many times have you seen a young seven come into first grade and they immediately try to rely on their natural gifts, like, you know, speed, strength, and they just get pounded usually because it's first grade, and first grade goes, mate, the gaps aren't there.
Yeah.
And what Wayne's done so smart with Katoa, he said, look, that's, we know you have that. We could flip a coin tomorrow and you could have that ability, you know, in a second. What we need to work on, though, is your game management, the smart stuff that usually it takes, like, what do you reckon, 5 to 8 years, honestly? Like, 5 to 8 years for a half to get to a point where they know how to manage a game. We need to squeeze that down to 2 or 3 years. And I think so far his progress is way ahead of schedule for that fight. Like, if this is what he's at in his second year, what is he going to be like in his fifth and sixth year?
And that's what I think is going to be very interesting with him. And as I've always said, I think he's got potential to be a superstar in our game, but he'll lose Wayne Bennett soon.
Mm.
Big test for Christian Wolf.
Also, hearing whispers he wants to go to Broncos next year. Do you hear those whispers?
He wants to go there.
Well, he said something like, yeah, when Renault
said it in sonar too.
I believe that he said
sonar, and I can understand that language. So that's why no one else heard the whispers, because it's fucking in Dolphin.
I believe the exact quote for the press conference.
That was quick. You got that press conference up.
Yeah, well.
That's why you get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, you know, I do what I can.
All jokes aside, yeah, like really, really smart. And O'Sullivan, that's why he's one of the best recruitment officers in the game. He identified one of the best young sevens, but then he put him with Wayne, and he... You know, I'm sure Sullivan knows the only way we get close to a premiership is with one of the best sevens in the game. It really is the way. Who stood out for you, Timmy?
Mate, I've been really impressed with Josh Kerr this year. I've liked him in the past. I thought he did some great things down at the Dragons, but in a real impact role off the bench the whole season, I just think he's been tremendous. And I think he's going to probably have to step up and play a few bigger minutes now with Tommy Flegler down with this injury crisis in the forward pack to the Dolphins. So excited to see what he can do. But, mate, he offers so much in attack. Like, he's not just an up-and-down forward, eat up a few metres. He's got a great offload on him. He runs a good line, really hard to stop on the line. So, Josh Kerr.
Josh Kerr, yeah. He's always had potential, hasn't he? Another guy I'm really excited to get there, Junior Tupou from the Tigers.
Oh, God.
Under Wayne. In regards to Herbie going down, what an opportunity for Tefado.
Mm.
You know, this is probably, I'd assume...
Will it be Tefado, you think?
I'd assume it was. I mean, it just depends how they've been playing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know who's been
better. It just depends how they've been playing, but I'd assume it'd be Tefado, unless Tessie's gone back and killed it. But sometimes, like, when you get that opportunity and you don't take it, it takes you a little bit longer to get back in the side. But if it was Tessie, that's also great. But if you're Tefado and you do get that call, mate, this is how you... This is the rinse and repeat, year on year. This is how rookies with a lot of potential fight their way into a side, is when there's an injury and they play really well. It happened with me. Well, it was an injury. Carmichael was playing Origin, played well at fullback, ended up fighting my way onto the wing spot. You know, this happens literally every single year. So if you're Tefado, if you've had this incredible off-season, mate, you'd go all out at this centre spot, because you're going to have at least, what do you reckon? That injury is at least a two-month injury minimum.
Yeah, anyway, 6 to 8-ish.
Yeah, so we'll just say you've got at least 6 weeks to rip and tear. Okay, yeah, so Dolphins, great start to the season. It's just, you know, not to be too negative, but it is just, let's see how they go against the top four side. That's going to be the question that needs to be answered.
It's a shame now as well, because, like Guru said, with their big dogs out for what would have been their first real test, we're not really going to know. We're still going to get a gauge of it.
Get a gauge, because Broncos are missing a few players too. So.
Well, were you expecting Walsh back this week?
I think so. I think so. But so they'll still be missing
Renault as well now.
Piakura, Willison.
Willison could be back. It was just a head knock at training, wasn't
it? Oh, no. So Willison will be back, yeah. So Haas, Piakura, Renault. Why am I missing one other person? Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, but Pierre Cormier. Oh, no, he did his ankle, didn't he?
He's got a couple more weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Just had a really quick look through Q Cup. I don't think Tessie New played on the weekend. Tefado did, though.
Okay.
Did you say Mariner?
Oh, Mariner will be out, yeah. But Oates comes in, so that's not, you know. On to the Tigers. Obviously disappointing as a Tigers fan, but, mate, I just can't believe how, not can't believe, but the fight they showed. I haven't seen a Tigers team get under the pump and look like it's going to be an absolute fucking belting. Go, no, we're not going to roll over. And fought their way back. And there was a period there where you go, oh, shit, like the Tigers could come back here. I'd love that from the Tigers. What do you think of the Tigers, Sammy?
Yeah, well, we started not great. We conceded a try in the fourth minute. And that is, I mean, years gone by. That's a pretty Tigers thing to do, just get on the back foot right away. But as you mentioned, credit to them. They kind of fought their way back in, hung in there. They're a little bit unlucky as well. I've certainly seen more forward passes than the one to Justin Olam get let go. So it could have been a little bit closer there as well. But look, we probably, yeah, while we hung in there, we definitely missed Lachie Galvin, I think, a little bit. You know, to kind of taking it into the line a little bit more and kind of creating a little bit. But I'm not that disappointed. Obviously, we lost, but it wasn't a... We didn't let them run away with it. There's enough signs there to show that this is, you know, this team kind of just looks like they care a little bit more than they have in the last couple. So, look, Dragons this weekend, we crack on, but I don't know. It could have been a lot worse. I was pretty proud of the boys and how they went, to be honest.
Mate, what I love to see, it's another game with Stefano playing some of his best footy.
Yep.
Like, finally, he's starting to realise how bloody big and good he is. He was absolutely outstanding on the weekend in a big game at Suncorp. That's what's like, you know, all of your other positions, like I know you could cherry pick and go, oh, this one's not that strong, this is not strong. But you look at your fullback, Buller, great.
Yep.
You look at Galvin, great. Caesar can do a job. You look at Appy, one of the best nines in the competition. Mm-hmm. Really the biggest question has been, can you get that front rower that's a top tier guy right now? Like, we know Clemmer has been, but, you know, he's a bit older now. And if Stefano can tick that box, you're essentially ticking all the key positions outside of maybe 13, that, you know.
Played 66 minutes on the weekend. That's 41 tackles, one miss.
Mate, that's love that from Stefano.
Well, I was going to say, Fanua Pole actually played a pretty decent game at 13
and
as well.
It's his second good game too. He's been good since he's been there.
He's good, man. He's a good player. I wonder if, looking into the future, you got Jerome Luai arriving there. You know, I think Aiden Souza's playing great footy at the moment. Could there be a world where Galvin ends up in the 13?
Yeah, I can actually see that, especially when he fills out a little bit more.
I think he'd probably need at least three or four years.
It's a while away. Yeah. But you've also got Latu Fainu there as well. Like, they've got some talent in the halves.
I will say, though, that Bolle is just improving on week. Like, outstanding again. Like, so, you know, he's still a ways away from me going, like, he's a top tier. You know, whereas Stefano, like, I could see him being a top tier front rower. Buller, top tier, we can see that. Galvin, we can see that as well. Appy, we already know that. But at least he's on the trajectory to becoming a better.
Caesar's form has been really important for them.
240-20s.
Yeah, 240-20s. Cut the repeat test. His kicking game is phenomenal because, you know, it was touch and go early on and people saying, all right, he's coming back. He's a lot older from the Super League. Can he still cut in the NRL? Obviously wasn't there in the week like he Galvin, but with how impressive he's been to start this year, it's so important that Galvin has the experienced head in the halves with him to get this team around the park, to do a lot of the kicking and take that pressure off Galvin. Because if Caesar didn't, not so much hit the ground running, but do a job and be the level head, the veteran head in the halves, it could have been someone like Bud Sullivan, who's obviously struggled to start the season, or it might have been Latu Fainu in another rookie. That just heaps unnecessary pressure on Galvin. So... If he can keep this form up, Caesar, and there's no reason why he can't, it'll just help him so much.
I think the big thing with Caesar too, like obviously you got the 40-20s repeat sets, mate, but he leads their kick chase every time. His line speed's good. He's doing all the one percenters, just what you want.
Well, and you look at his stats, 14 kicks, 460 metres, and then Bud Sullivan kicked for about 100 metres. So you're looking at about 550 metres kicking. Like, yes, is it the 600 metres that you're seeing from, you know, the top tier sides? No, but at least it's close. Mm. It's much better than some of the lower tier sides, which is, you know, kind of what you missed last year was a really good kicking game.
Yeah.
You know, you just didn't have that. Mm. Interesting, though, Katoa, 528 metres kicking. So, geez, he's improving outside of sight. But, yeah, with the Tigers, I will say, Bateman, really poor start to the game. I know he's fiery, but uncharacteristic errors and, you know, getting caught in the niggle early on, I was a bit surprised at, so he's just got to sort that.
I love Johnny Bateman, but probably a couple of games this year he's been sucked into a bit of niggle stuff and given away a penalty just when we're kind of getting on top, so hopefully he can sort that out.
I thought our boy 12 was really good off the bench too.
When isn't he? It's a great 12. He doesn't know how to have a bad game, the big fella. Guess how many tackles he missed? You already know it.
Diddly squat.
Diddly squat. Yeah, anyway, not too bad for the Tigers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.